Hey, Tristan.
Hey, Tegan.
So it's no news that it's been super hot. We've had several record-breakingly hot days this week. It's been sort of a heat wave all over the nation. And scientists are always reluctant to link individual weather events like this to climate change. But it really does strain people and infrastructure.
The humidity is supposed to let up this weekend, though, so at least it'll feel cooler.
I'm looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. So you spent some of this very hot week working on a story about plans to build an airport in Elmer's Island Wildlife Refuge. Mm-hmm. And people aren't too happy about that because airplanes don't mix very well with wildlife. So how is that supposed to work?
So Elmer's Island is a narrow sandy island in South Jefferson Parish right next to Grand Isle. And the State Department of Wildlife and Fisheries approved an agreement that allows the Grand Isle Levee District to start developing the airport idea. So far, the plan is to build two runways, an air traffic control tower, a terminal, and at least three hangars. And it would probably be used by small airplanes like Cessnas and possibly even jets, small jets.
But it's a wildlife refuge, so aren't there like a lot of birds and plants and animals there that would be disrupted by a big noisy airport?
Yeah, the refuge is there because it's an important stop for birds migrating across the Gulf of Mexico. There are several threatened or endangered species, both turtles and birds, that live there or migrate through. The state just invested millions of dollars into restoring the island, which was part of the massive Camanita Headland project. They rebuilt the whole beach. The project finished up last year and immediately drew tons of lease terns, which are a species of concern in the Endangered Species Act. Since then, there's been a lot of plantings and work parties, some really big trash pickups, a lot of stuff to make it even more of a draw for wildlife.
So we've spent millions of dollars rebuilding this beautiful island. Why is this airport still happening?
Well, it was proposed by Grand Isle. The mayor there has wanted this airport for a really long time. Grand Isle has a tourism economy. It's one of the few sandy beaches on the Louisiana coast. It draws a lot of sport fishermen. And this airport would draw even more people, especially the kind of people with, you know, the kinds of big wallets that can pay for a plane to take them fishing.
So what's next with this project?
Well, it's going to go into permitting. That's when a lot of these groups that are opposed to this can, kind of register their complaints. These groups, conservation groups, were very shocked about this agreement that the state would even consider it. And basically, their argument is that it runs counter to the purpose of the refuge and would harm habitat that's increasingly rare on this coast as it continues to lose land.
All right. Well, we will look forward to your reporting on that story. In other coastal news, several mayors and cities up and down the Mississippi River are pushing back against plastic pollution. Mm-hmm. A lot of plastic is getting into the river, and then it all flows down here into the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah, that's right. 30 mayors signed on to this effort, including the mayors of Baton Rouge and Gretna. Basically, they're calling on each other in various states on the Mississippi to reduce plastic waste by 20% over the next 2 years. They were a little light on details about how they do that, but this does put the spotlight on a really big problem.
Especially because, ultimately, all that plastic ends up down here in the Gulf, which has the highest concentration of plastic in the world, right?
Yeah, LSU did some research on that. Just about every water sample they took from the Gulf had plastic particles. And the theory is that most of it is flowing down through the Mississippi from places like Minnesota, Iowa, Missouri, and even other rivers like the Ohio, which has a lot of industry on it.
Not good for fish or people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much, Tristan Bowrick, reporter with NOLA.com, the Times-Picayune.
Yeah, thanks a lot.